a word for you from Numbers 16, verses 1 and 2. Now Korah, the son of Izhar, son of Kohath, son of Levi, and Dathan and Abiram, the sons of Eliab, and the son of Peleth, sons of Reuben, took men, and they rose up before Moses with the number of the people of Israel, 250 chiefs of the congregation, chosen from the assembly, well-known men. Just briefly today, I'd like to look at how these respectable men were utter failures. They didn't know it beforehand. They thought that they were doing the right thing, but they were going not against Moses, but against God himself. As dignified as they were, as well known as they were, and each of their names is recorded here, especially those who were had a higher position, but they were utter failures. And later on in Numbers, if you know the story of Korah's rebellion and the results of it, you see that it ended in disaster. They became impatient with God because they had thought as soon as they crossed the Jordan River, they would be going into the land of Canaan. Milk and honey was waiting for them. Lababantu bahluleka ukuthi babekezela khona ba melana no mos kanye naye u-Aaron. And so we find here a rebellion starting up. This isn't the end of it. They're going to rouse the rebel, and as they do, God's condemnation is upon them. It is because they saw things with a human eye. They didn't seem to understand that God has got his ways. They should have. They had witnessed for themselves that God had his ways in delivering them out of Egypt. The blood of the lamb that had been smeared on the doorposts. And yet they thought now in the way that Egyptians thought. They had spent so long there that Egypt was still in their minds, and they were very close to disaster. We on the other side can recognize, and we now know what was going to happen, but they didn't know. They only saw their own point of view.